Good morning. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has lost his appeal against a Swedish arrest warrant over alleged sex crimes, the very latest setback in his four-year legal battle. The Swedish Court of Appeals said in its ruling delivered on Thursday that it rejected Assange's petition to have his detention order revoked because of the serious charges filed at the Stockholm City Court against him. He faces accusations of rape and sexual molestation brought against him by two women when he visited the country in 2010. Assange denies the allegations and his supporters claim that the case is politically motivated. The 43-year-old Australian has been holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London for 2 years to avoid extradition to Sweden. Well, I caught up with Christian Huffinson. He's the official WikiLeaks representative in London, to bring us their perspective of the verdict. Mr. Huffinson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of this ruling?
Well, this is a bit disappointment, this ruling, and it's totally contrary to all the legal arguments that was presented by Julian's lawyer in Stockholm. And it is very likely that this will be appealed to the Supreme Court of Sweden. The judges in the case, although upholding the lower court's ruling, did criticize the prosecutors in the case very severely for not using the methods that are available to question Mr. Assange through telephone or by traveling to London, which has been the offer for years. So it is quite a remarkable thing that the judges would criticize the prosecutor in that matter, because that has been stalling the case in Sweden for all this time. Mr. Assange has offered to be questioned in the Swedish embassy, in any location in London, or now in the Ecuadorian embassy, but the Swedish prosecutor has not taken that offer. That is stalled in the case. It has to be remembered that Julian has not been charged with any crime. This is under investigation still. And you mentioned allegations from the women. That is simply not correct. This is an allegation that are being investigated by the prosecutor.
One of your lawyers said a few days before this ruling that the law is on your side, noting that it's just a question of time before the Swedish legal system throws in the towel. Have you changed your mind after Thursday's ruling?
Not at all. I mean, the laws are very clear on this issue. There is absolutely no way to enforce this arrest warrant in Sweden. Therefore, it is absurd to keep it in place and not to use other venues to move the case forward. It is absurd that you demand an arrest and the extradition of a person for the simple task of interviewing the person when you have other means available. This case has been highly politicized, and that is obvious by the rulings in the courts in Sweden so far. But there are ways and means to take this further to the Supreme Court in Sweden and even eventually to the International Court of Human Rights. So this is obviously not the end.
Speculation has been growing in London since August that Assange was about to leave soon, amid reports that he was suffering from a heart condition and other ailments. How is he doing health-wise right now?
Well, he is doing relatively well, but of course it has an effect on an individual's health to be enclosed in a space indoor for 2.5 years and without even having the possibility to go out in a garden. So of course it has an effect on the individual's health. It just is very obvious to anybody without me going into any details.
Could you corroborate quotes attributed to Assange that he feels as if he's being held under house arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy and that he equates his situation there as a deprivation of liberty?
Of course, he looks at this as a deprivation of liberty. He has been granted political asylum by a country, and this is totally in line with international law, and other countries should recognize that. That is the international law that we should abide by. And he is being deprived of a very basic human right to get asylum, and that has to be recognized. This is already becoming an absurd farce, and more people are, of course, acknowledging that.
A European arrest warrant has also been issued to support the Swedish move, and British police have been on guard outside the Ecuador embassy in London to arrest him should he step outside. Are you considering the possibility that Julian may have to stay in the Ecuadorian embassy in London forever?
He will stay there until he has victory in this case, and it takes some time to get justice to prevail, but that is a fight that he is ready to take. The taxpayers in London have paid more than £8 million now on policing the embassy, and this is siege on the embassy is being coming up short. There is growing criticism in England and in other European countries against the European arrest warrant, and even the laws in the UK have been changed. A law change, the changes took effect in July, where if Julian's case would be in the courts today, he would never be extradited because the UK will not extradite anymore anybody that has not been charged with a crime. And Julian Assange has not been charged with a crime.
Christian Raffensen, official WikiLeaks representative on the line from London. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
You're welcome. Thank you.